And greetings, friends. The book of Genesis, chapter 28, and verse 13 is a vital verse here. The subject is one of the great I Ams in regard to God, where he states, I am the Lord God. The Lord God. The incident where this characteristic of Jehovah was revealed is told in connection with Jacob, who has taken the birthright of Esau, his brother, and now he's fleeing for his life. Jacob must flee. And he has gone to Beersheba toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and laid down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And here's his dream. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, and here's what the Lord God said, as he stood above the ladder that reached into heaven in Jacob's dream, I am the Lord God, the Lord God of Abram thy father or grandfather, and the God of Isaac, who was Jacob's real father, as we denominate them, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now we wish to look particularly at this wonderful expression from God in heaven when he says, I am not just the God of Abraham, but the Lord God of Abraham. Now, the scholars tell us that the term Lord here is primary meaning is of Adon or Adonai is master. Master. So here, Lord, he's the Lord God is proclaiming himself as the master as well as God Jehovah over all. Now, he's revealing himself to Jacob, who is fleeing away from his brother because he has taken his birthright from him with a message of parting. And of course, when Esau awakens to the fact that he has sold his birthright for nothing, like many are letting their souls go without any concern or care, and they're losing their precious souls for a little bit of pleasure or a little bit of enjoyment, or a little bit of praise or something. Very little when compared with a soul that will live and exist for all eternity. And each of us has a soul within us. We are that soul. The body is only the shell, the tent in which you and I live. So, Jacob has to flee, and he is now sleeping upon stones for a pillow, and he dreams. And God sees a ladder set on earth and reaches to heaven. And angels are ascending and descending, and God is standing at the top in heaven. And his message to Jacob is, I am master. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am Adonai. I am master. Jacob may have thought he had accomplished a great victory, and so he did. But the Lord is telling him here, I'm the master. And as master, then you'll take orders from me. Yes. And the servant has a right to take the directions and that the master gives. So here is a great thought. I am the Lord God of Abraham. I was Abram's master. And I was God to Abraham, the overall one, the one who inhabited eternity, the triune God. I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, or as we would say, thy grandfather. But oftentimes, the grandfather is spoken of in Scripture as just the father. And so, of course, he was, one time removed. And he says here, I am the Lord God of Abraham. You know what the kind of man Abram was, Jacob? Abram was a friend of God. Abram was a faithful one. Abram was the one who brought up his house in the way it should go. Abram was the one that pleased God, that obeyed God. Then God multiplied his riches and gave him favor with God and man. And so he's telling Jacob, I'm master, just as I was of Abraham. For God told Abraham to leave his home, his father's house, his kindred, and go into a place that he would show him or tell him of later. And Abram obeyed, and he went. So now Jacob has here being introduced to the fact that God is master, he's over all, and that Jacob is only the servant, and therefore a servant, he must take the instructions from the master. And then God further says, I am the Lord God of Isaac. This was your immediate father. And Isaac was a great man. Isaac was a man that served the Lord. And God multiplied Isaac's seed and gave him twins, Esau and Jacob. And Jacob is the one that's taken up by God to become a great nation. Seed would be multiplied from the west to the east and the north and the south. And so it is today. But he said, he is a land giver. God owns all the land. He created it all. It is by creation. We buy it and sell it, but we don't own it. God owns it. We've only borrowed it from him, and we can only use it a little while that we're here on this earth in life. And after that, it goes back on to someone else, and by, it'll eventually be God's again because he owns it. And so he shows Jacob here, and he's telling you and me that he owns the land. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. God gave the land there, the land of Palestine, to the Jewish folk, and they will have it. In the will of God, they must have it. No nations or all the nations can keep them from having it. God has given them the land of Palestine. I will give it, and to thy seed. And then he said to Jacob, thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. This is marvelous. What a blessing this was, and what an assurance and a great display of what's going to happen to Jacob and his seed. All the way down through generations. But notice how personal and precious this is. I am the God. I am the Lord God of Abram and of Isaac. It's precious and it's personal. God is not at a great distant friend. God is near. He's everywhere. But especially near to the soul that's interested in Him. The soul that's seeking God will find God. The soul that's seeking the Savior will find the Savior. Because He said, seek me, and ye shall find me. They that seek me with their whole heart shall find me. And so He has said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You'll find the Savior. Oh, my friends, have you found the Savior? He's so near. He's so precious. I am the Lord God of not the angels of heaven, not Michael the Archangel. No, not at all. I am the God of your grandfather, and I'm the God of your father, Isaac. How precious, how close. My friends, have you been brought into this relationship through faith in the Lord Jesus, who suffered and bled and died on the cross for you? Have you accepted Him as your Savior? Now you can claim God truthfully, your Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray Thy blessing, Lord, upon Thy word again, and may many people read and hear it today and every day in this great country of ours and around the world. We pray again for the powers that be, our government, our president, the officials of state, in the federal government and the state government. Grant, Lord, that peace and tranquility, honesty and uprightness will again assert itself in the annals of our history. The Lord bless Thy word to every soul that hears it, and many trust the Savior while they may. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.